Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Sunday Independent, thanks to Maeve Sheehan and Niamh Horan, reporting that hospitals in Ireland are full due to what is being described as a record flu outbreak. And there is a particularly unprecedented surge in flu cases across the children's hospitals, which, according to the Sunday Independent, has plunged Children's Health Ireland into crisis mode, with on Friday, silver huddle, as they're called, meetings having to be taken place to figure out what could be done to extend the capacities of the hospitals that are at breaking point. One source saying, silver is as high as it gets. Silver huddles are where we meet when things are really serious and we are planning how we can create contingency capacity. With us is Dr. Brendan O'Shea, who's Assistant Professor of Primary Care at Trinity College Dublin. Brendan, can we start with your assessment of how challenging things are? How much pressure are the paediatric hospitals under?
Well, I think things are very challenging and we're under a lot of pressure. I'm not sure it's unprecedented. This tends to happen kind of most winters, and some winters are definitely worse than others. And the evidence would suggest we're in one of those ones. So it is good to take stock. It's good to ask ourselves, what can we all usefully do? Let's not leave it all to the people in the casualty departments to fix this. What can we all do? And, you know, what is a better way to respond? And of course, it is mesmerizing, really interesting to see. And it's important to see how the hospitals actually manage. This is a good topic to air this morning. And there are certainly lots of things that News Talk listeners can be doing over the next couple of weeks. This is not for this weekend. This is going to roll on during the next weeks and months during the winter. It's going to be really busy.
And those things are what, Brendan?
Well, you know, let's look at it. Let's go from the household level out into the communities through the community resources. And then finally, let's get to the casualty departments is a good approach to take. Certainly in general practice, we're very busy. In general practice, we see families and households that are brilliant at managing this. And there's lots of them, and lots of parents and grannies and granddads in the background are really very good at understanding that they need to have almost industrial quantities of pediatric ibuprofen and pediatric paracetamol on hand if they have children in the house. And again, awareness of the house and the household. Are there medically vulnerable people in the household? Are there very older people? Are there people with complex medical conditions? And by and large, because of sustained messaging down the years, these households, for the most part, are very, very well aware. It's particularly important for those households to have really high uptakes of influenza vaccine, to be up to date with COVID boosters. If all these things are working, then it becomes less likely that infection will set in the household, and it's less likely that there will be acute serious illness. So these are things that are worthwhile doing, and we know that the proportion of people immunised is not as high as it could be. So key advice, if people take nothing else from this morning, if you haven't been immunised and you should be, get immunised.
And is that low level of immunisation, or that relatively low level of immunisation, causative, do you think, in the pressures that we're seeing on the system?
There's no doubt it does make a difference. And now, this is an existential crisis for society, so we're always looking for the solution to it. But it's complex, so there will be several solutions. But at the household level, being prepared, knowing what to look for, having the right medications, not running out of medications. We see this happening all the time, that people do, some households do, and optimising immunisation rates are important. The next things are the kind of skills and this article in The Independent focuses on paediatric caseload. So the skills that relate to understanding whether your child just has a viral respiratory tract infection or an influenza, or whether they actually have a serious illness, typically a secondary bacterial infection. So it's helpful to just work through the pointers on that one. So what we're seeing in large numbers are children with cough, colds, runny nose, sore throats, occasionally a blanching rash, irritability and intermittent lethargy. So if all that happens, it is the most likely diagnosis is a viral respiratory tract infection. And that impression can be confirmed if the child responds even temporarily to ibuprofen and paracetamol. And if the child's fluid intake is good, then it's unlikely that it's a serious medical condition requiring further evaluation. Another fail point, if you like, is if a household does all the right things for 4 or 5 days and it's still not better, and then blind panic sets in, or it's heading into the weekend. It's important to understand that these illnesses last for 10, 12 or 14 days. So just because it hasn't gotten better after 4 or 5 days does not necessarily mean it's a serious condition or a serious illness.
And can I ask one final thing on that, Brendan, on from the systemic side of things? The reports and analysis suggesting that there are now meetings, in particularly in the paediatric services, looking at how they can extend capacity. How can you extend a capacity if you have found yourself at a position where the beds are full and the staff are at max capacity?
Well, the initial response is always to start cancelling elective procedures and operations and treatment. That's an initial response. The idea of a silver huddle, I'm not really certain what they mean by that, but it sounds like managerial jargon for a meeting of senior people. And a characteristic of the Irish healthcare system is that an awful lot of medical care provided in public hospitals is actually provided by junior hospital doctors. They are people who are designated as interns, senior house officers, and registrars, and then further up you've got senior registrars. And then finally you actually have senior clinicians who are specialists. What we understand is when a specialist is involved, the clinical decision making is likely to be faster, it's likely to be more reliable, it's likely to require less additional testing, and you get a quicker throughput the whole service. Many of us, in fact, have been calling for decades that it should be a consultant-led service, a consultant-delivered service. But what we actually have is a consultant-led service. So we have one specialist who's trying to be responsible for a registrar, one or two SHOs and an intern. And collectively, that just slows down throughput. So certainly that's one of the things that should always be up for debate. We do know that the Irish health system is relatively short on specialists and very short of GPs. We do know that progress is being made in that regard, but we do know that we're not in the right place with it as yet. So how can we support junior hospital doctors and help the throughput through the casualty departments to be more faster? Okay. Now, one of the observations in the Sunday Independent was the consultant who was interviewed indicated that 90% of people it was possible to discharge the children. So that would suggest that numbers are going into casualty departments still who probably don't need to be there.
Which goes back to what you said about the interventions that could be taken by the families. Brendan, thank you. Brendan O'Shea, Kildare GP, Medical Director at KDOC and of course Assistant Professor of Primary Care at Trinity College Dublin.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com and use code NEWS for 15% off.